Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Does God directly intervene in our lives? After all, he has to be incredibly busy. The latest scientific estimate indicates that there are 100 billion trillion stars in the universe. It's hard to imagine how such a project could be effectively managed. And we don't even know the true extent of it, including what is beyond the universe. Fortunately, our infinite God is not limited, and even though our finite minds cannot imagine such power and responsibility, God is always watching us and does occasionally directly intervene in our lives. Our God's a personal God. I've had several incidents in my life that I know were God's direct intervention on my behalf. Recently, I received some stories from others demonstrating God's direct intervention that are fascinating. A young man who had been raised as an atheist was training to be an Olympic diver. The only religious influence in his life came from his outspoken Christian friend. The young diver never really paid much attention to his friend's sermons, but he heard them often. One night, the diver went to the indoor pool at the college he attended. The lights were all off, but as the pool had big skylights and the moon was bright, there was plenty of light by which he could practice. The young man climbed up to the highest diving board, and as he turned his back to the pool, on the edge of the board and extended his arms, he saw a shadow on the wall. The shadow of his body was in the shape of a cross. Instead of diving, he knelt down and finally asked God to come into his life. As the young man stood, a maintenance man walked in, turned the lights on. The pool had been drained for repairs. A missionary on furlough told his true story while visiting his home church in Michigan. While serving at a small field hospital in Africa, every 2 weeks, he traveled by bicycle through the jungles to a nearby city for supplies. This was a journey of 2 days and required camping overnight at the halfway point. On one of these journeys, he arrived in the city where he planned to collect money from a bank, purchase medicine and supplies, and then began his 2-day journey back to the field hospital. Upon arrival in the city, he observed 2 men fighting, one of whom had been seriously injured. He treated him for his injuries and at the same time talked to him about the Lord Jesus Christ. He then traveled 2 days, camping overnight, and arrived home without incident. 2 weeks later, he repeated his journey. Upon arriving in the city, he was approached by the young man he had treated. He told him that he had known he carried money and medicines. He said some friends in him followed him into the jungle, knowing he would camp overnight. He planned to kill him and take his money and drugs. But just as they were about to move into the camp, he saw that they were surrounded by 26 armed guards. At this point, he laughed and said that he was certainly all alone in that jungle campsite. The young man pressed the point, however, and said, "No, sir. I was not the only person to see the guards. My 5 friends also saw them, and we all countered them. It was because of those guards that we were afraid and left you alone." At this point in the sermon, one of the men in the congregation jumped to his feet and interrupted the missionary and asked if he could tell him the exact day this happened. The missionary told the congregation the date, and the man who interrupted him told his story. "On the night of your incident in Africa, It was morning here, and I was preparing to play golf. I was about to putt when I felt the urge to pray for you. In fact, the urging of the Lord was so strong, I called men in this church to meet with me here in the sanctuary to pray for you. Would all of those men who met with me on that day stand up? The men who had met together to pray that day stood up. Missionary wasn't concerned with who they were. He was too busy counting how many men he saw. There were 26. Billy Graham wrote a book about angels that had numerous stories similar to this. I highly recommend in your reading it if you like these. Hebrews 13:2. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.